We started a series called Back to the Future. I know it's a great movie if you haven't seen it, or maybe this has been an occasion to go and revisit that movie. But it's a fun movie, and it became one of those classic titles and themes that we have celebrated now for many years. And so we're talking about getting back to the future. Without a doubt, it's safe to say that this year hasn't gone as anyone planned. This year is already, it's off the rails, if you will. There have been so many unknowns. There have been so many things happening that have left us really left-footed, left us off-step, left us off-kilter to not really know what we were going to do. As I mentioned just a couple of Sundays ago, we talked a little bit about where we were and some of the things that we talked about in January, but we were declaring that this was going to be a supernatural year. This was going to be a year of growth. This was going to be a year of miracles. And I still believe all of that to be true. I know we're like, well, what's going on, and how is all of this going to work out, and what will the second half of 2020 look like? I still believe that it is going to be a supernatural year. But here's what I've learned. I've learned that you don't get a miracle until you need one. What's the requirement for getting something from God? It's a need. It doesn't just do it just to do it. There's a need that is required. So you don't get a miracle until you need one. And here's what I think. We need a miracle. We need a miracle. We need a miracle in our world. We need a miracle in our nation. You need a miracle. I need a miracle. Am I just preaching to myself today, or is there anybody that identifies and says, yeah, I need a miracle in my life? Sometimes you see the things going on in our world, and I know we've got unrest right here in Metro Atlanta. We've got another police shooting. We have things that are happening, and tensions are high, and the need is very great. And sometimes you see those things happening and you think, well, whatever's going on in my life, it can wait, or it can hold, or I need to get my mind off of me and think about this over here. And I'm not saying that is not a good idea, but hear me, God is big enough to handle it all. He's great enough to move in every situation and in every circumstance all at the same time. I need a miracle, and that means I can get a miracle. But my next miracle, it's out in my future. It's out in the next moments, or the next hours, or the next days of my life. That means if I'm going to get to my next miracle, I've got to get back to my future. The problem with getting back to the future is that there are so many unknowns, especially right now. We've acknowledged this. The information is changing daily. The requirements seem to fluctuate and change by the hour. Our future is nothing but a big question mark right now. There are so many unknowns. So I want to address that today. I want to talk to you and just kind of discuss with you today what we know about the unknown. What do we know about the unknown? I want to talk to you today about the known unknown. Say that doesn't work. You can't know what is unknown, but there are some certainties. There are some absolutes even in the midst of the unknown. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19, the word said, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. I love that in verse 19 he said, you have to see it. You have to see it. You have to see that I am doing a new thing. That means that we have to see it before it happens. It's not a fortune teller involved. I've told that story here, I'm sure, but many, many years ago, long before I lived in Metro Atlanta, I visited Atlanta for a conference or something and went into, there was something in downtown called the Underground. Is that right? I don't know if that still exists or not, but many, many years ago, there was the Underground. And I went into the Underground, and there were shops and, you know, restaurants and eateries and things like that. And so I'm walking around with a few friends we were all enjoying the conference together, and there was a fortune teller that was sitting off to the side. And so on a whim, just, you know, with friends, just almost being silly, let's go see what this is all about. It wasn't that I really believed my fortune could be told. I really don't. I believe that all power is of God, and when you step over into that, you're stepping into some things that are being abused. But that's a lesson for another time. It was a challenge. Let me use that word. It was a dare to see how this fortune teller would react. And I sat down and start going through the motions and laying out my palm and reading all of those things. And she just kept saying, and would look, and I said, oh, what does all of that mean? Tell me, what are you saying? She said, I don't know, there's something different about you. Something that doesn't make sense. I can't do what I normally do. And I said, well, what's wrong? What did I do? You know, she couldn't put it all together. She couldn't quite figure out why, even though we were sitting peacefully across a small table from one another, her spirit was battling with my spirit, and my spirit was battling with her spirit. And sometimes the kingdom of darkness, it is fought by the kingdom of heaven. And we didn't exchange ugly words. We didn't you know, exercise any hand gesture communication. We just nodded at each other. She seemed to know what I knew, and it was just clear, hey, we might as well go our separate ways, because what fellowship is light going to have with darkness? So we might as well just wave goodbye to one another, because this is not going to work. I'm not talking about that kind of fortune teller. We don't have that. There is no crystal ball. Doesn't mean you come to church one Sunday. Doesn't mean that you tune in online and someone tells you what your future is going to be. There are incredible unknowns when it comes to our future. So that means that right now, because there are so many unknowns in my future, I have to put my eyes on Jesus. I have to focus on Jesus. Because even when I don't know what the future holds, and I know that there will be more unknowns in my life, I have to decide today that I am going to trust Jesus forever. Have to make up my mind. I have to make up my mind. There are people sitting in this room, there are people watching right now, that you have some unknowns. You're facing some big questions. It may be a career challenge. It may be a financial challenge. It may be some family uncertainty, and you have questions. The unknown is looming great. But what if you put your faith in Jesus today? What if you put your dependence upon the Lord today to say, hey, when I don't know all of that, here's what I do know, and I am going to depend on him today, tomorrow, next week, next month. I'm going to trust him forever. Is anybody ready to believe that God has it all under control? But let's just be honest about it. We do not like the unknown. We don't like it. We don't like it. I have this happen to me all the time. People will say, I need to talk to you, and it's real serious. But let's talk next week. I'm always like, no, let's talk now. Let's just, I got time now. Let's talk right now. No, I want to meet with you next week. But no, I'd rather meet now. Don't make me wonder about it for a week. Don't make me wonder what's on your mind. I'd rather know the bad news right now than know that bad news is out there and I don't know what it is. We don't like the unknown. We don't like not knowing what's happening. Why? Why do we not like the unknown? I'll tell you, the first reason is because we have no clarity. We don't like the unknown because we don't have clarity. Because of a lack of clarity creates anxiety. When we don't know, when we feel like we don't have all of the pieces to the puzzle, it creates this anxiety, and our brain goes into overdrive trying to fill in all of the gaps. I don't know if you've noticed it, but during this pandemic, the numbers of people struggling with anxiety have gone through the roof. Suicides have gone way up. What's going on? It's the unknown. It's the pressure of the unknown. It's the pressure of not having clarity in their life. Let me tell you the next thing, the next reason that we don't like the unknown, it's because we have no control. We have no control. We like to be in control. All my control freaks just say amen. A bunch of you in here. Great. The reality is the least controlling person in this room, the least controlling person watching online right now, the least controlling person still likes to have a sense of control. We want to know how things are going to turn out. We want to know that things are going to turn out the way we want them to turn out. And when we start feeling as though we're losing control of the ultimate outcome, we start freaking out. And we don't like it because we have no control. But here's the funny thing. We don't like the unknown, but God seems to love it. We don't like the unknown, but God loves it. Noah, I want you to build a boat. Why? Because a flood is coming. A flood? What causes a flood? It had never rained. He had never seen rain before. How foolish does Noah look out building a boat when it hasn't even allowed the first drop of rain? What about Moses at the Red Sea? How are we going to cross this? I want you to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. But if you give us dry land, our enemies are just going to cross over right behind us. Well, just step out into the unknown and see what happens. You and I have the benefit of reading the history. You and I have the benefit of thinking, well, if I'd have been there, I'd have just known that's what God was going to do. No, you wouldn't have. You'd have been there freaking out just like you are today about the circumstances in your life. Just like the questions you face right now that cause you to bite your nails to the quick or toss and turn all night or stress eat or whatever it is you do when you get anxious about losing control in your life. What about Paul? Paul, I want you to go and plant churches. What does that mean? My history is killing people in the church, and now you want me to build churches? What does that look like? And God says, you'll see. I love Acts 20, verses 22, 3 and 4. And now, compelled by the Spirit, Paul, I'm going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord has given me the task of testifying the good news of God's grace. I'm stepping out into the unknown. And the only thing I see out there are more hardships and prisons and shipwrecks and beatings and all kinds of calamity and crisis and pain in my life. But I'm stepping out into the unknown. Why? Because that's where God called me to go. You see, we can let the future happen to us, or we can trust God and step into it. We can let the future happen to us, or we can trust God and step into it. Now, I understand the conundrum. I understand, being someone who takes no thought for tomorrow, or I'm sure we have a lot of planners in the room. You live and die by the calendar on your phone, or the calendar you carry in your purse, or the schedule that you keep at work. I can appreciate all of that. I've got both in me. I've got a war in my members, because there are a lot of things I don't worry about. There's a lot of things that I just will not stress over. And yet, on the other side of that little small table is another part of me that loves to be in control and micromanage details and make sure that it's being done a certain way. It's not a good dueling personality to have, but it is the reality. And so sometimes you have to say, look, am I going to let the future happen to me? That means I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning and whatever happens, happens. Or am I going to wake up tomorrow morning with a plan that I'm going to serve God with the best of my strength and the best of my talent and the best of my ability? And this is how I'm going to do that. I'm going to be disciplined in this area. I'm going to be specific in this area. I'm going to be certain in this area. I'm going to do what God has called me to do, because we can let the future happen to us, or we can trust God and step in to the future. But I know what you're asking. You're asking, how do we do that? You're wanting to know at home, how can we do that? How can we not know it all and yet realize that some things are certain? So I want to tell you what we know about the unknown. When facing the unknown, we know, number one, that God is for us. When facing the unknown, you're facing something unknown in your life. You're facing something that is really challenging. You're facing uncertainty. But here's what you have to know. God is for you. No matter what comes, no matter what happens, there's only one thing I need to get me through. No matter what you're facing, the health crisis, the financial crisis, the career uncertainty, all of the unknowns in your life, there's one thing that's going to get you through. That is Jesus. That's why it was important for us to reopen when we did, because too many people are losing out. Too many people are struggling in their faith, and it's time to get in the presence of God. It's time to make this available as we are today in your home, because nothing is more important than my faith in uncertain times and in challenging times. Romans 8:31, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? I don't know what's against you today. I don't know what's fighting you today. I don't know what's wrestling against your progress today. But if God is for you, then nothing, somebody say nothing, nothing can be against you. I believe that. Romans 8:37, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God is for us. Number two, when facing the unknown, we know that anything is possible. Anything is possible. Pastor Darrell, when are you going to get to the deep stuff? This is the deep stuff. This is the simple stuff from the Word of God that we're not taking advantage of. This is the stuff we're not believing with our heart, mind, soul, and strength. When I'm facing the unknown, again, you've got to fill in that blank, your future, what's happening, what's going on, the tomorrows of your life. I don't know any more than you know. But here's what I know when I'm facing the unknown. God is for us. And number two, anything is possible. I was reminded this week of that old gospel story. The father who brought his demon-possessed son to Jesus. He was desperate. He was overwhelmed. He was full of anxiety. He was full of uncertainty. And he said these words to Jesus. He said, "If you can do anything, help us." If you can do anything, Jesus replies in Mark chapter 9 and verse 23. He says, "If you can." If you can, is that what you said? Everything is possible for one who believes. I'm not poking you. I'm not prodding you. I'm not making fun of your situation. I just need to challenge your faith, sir. I know what you're dealing with your son is overwhelming. I know you and mom are about to lose your mind. Your house is in an upheaval, but let me help your faith because facing the uncertainty in your life has caused you to doubt what matters most in your life. Facing one area of uncertainty has caused you to doubt the things that you really know to be true in your life. I don't know who I'm teaching to do today. I don't know who's watching today that you need to hear this, but facing a health crisis or a financial situation, it's causing you to doubt whether or not God really believes in you or is for you or that anything is possible. I'm telling you, anything is possible today. I believe God is able to help us. And me believing in Scripture, it has strong meaning in my life. If I'm going to quote the Word, not just when it's convenient, but when it matters the most. You know why? Because I give myself to what I believe. I commit my life to what I believe. I talk like it. I think like it. I act like it. So what would happen if we would go ahead and believe again that we will see the supernatural in our lives? Pastor, let's just wad up 2020. Let's just wad up 2020 and just toss it. It's done. Let's talk about this January 1, 2021. No. There's still 6.5 months left of this year. I don't care who said what, who said God can still do something. He can still redeem the time that we have. Anything is possible. And that leads me to number three. Number three is now is the time. When facing the unknown, we know that God is for us and we know that anything is possible. And we know that now is the time. He said, "I want you to see it. I am doing a new thing. Perceive it, realize it, come to terms that something is happening. This new thing can begin right now. This new day can begin right now. Back to the future starts today. Hebrews 11 and 8. Faith motivated Abraham to obey God's call and leave the familiar, to discover the territory he was destined to inherit from God. So he left with only a promise and without even knowing ahead of time where he was going. Abraham stepped out on faith, or stepped out in faith. He left the familiar. It's important to understand he left the familiar. That's what the Bible tells us. Stepping out into the unknown. Forever remembered as the father of faith because he followed God into the unknown. We do not like the unknown, but God seems to love it. He left the familiar. He found his destiny. He is the father of faith. We don't like the unknown, but that's where God loves for us to be. Why? Because I'm living by faith. I'm trusting God. I'm depending on him. A few years ago, this song came out called Oceans. We sing it here from time to time. But I love the message. You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand. I'm challenging someone today to take the first step today. The first step into what? I don't know exactly for you. I don't know what God's calling you to do. I don't know what he's asking you to do specifically, but take the first step. But wait a minute, I'm waiting for more information. I'm waiting for further direction. I'm waiting for, you know, just a little better clarity and just the opportunity to have more control over my first step. So I'm wanting to take the faith completely out of it. And God is saying, I'm going to get more glory if you'll take the step without knowing all of the details. I'm going to get more glory out of your life if you will trust me, if you will put your faith in me, if you will allow me to lead you. Remember this when you are taking that first step. God is for you. Anything is possible. And now is the time. That's what matters. I want to pray for you today because I know there's people in this room that you're facing the unknown. There's people watching right now that you're facing the unknown. And you don't like it, and I don't like it, and we don't like it. But God says, I've got you in a position that you have to depend on me. You have to trust in me. Father, I pray for people in this room today that have lost control. Normally that would sound like a negative. But today, in terms of our faith, today, in terms of trusting you, it's not a negative at all. I've lost my need to control every detail. I'm stepping into the unknown. I'm embracing the unknown. Because I know you know. You are absolutely certain of your plan for my life. I want my life to be committed to you, sold out to you, dedicated to you. But I got to give up control for you to really do your good work in my life. So today, if you're in this room or if you're watching online and you're ready to give up control, if you're ready to say yes to Jesus and refuse to live in both worlds or vacillate between two opinions, if you're ready to commit your heart to Jesus, pray with me. Say, Jesus, I give up control. I let go. I turn loose. I say yes to you, which means I say no to my plans and my will and my stubbornness, my obstinance. I have a feeling, Lord, you want me to have the desires of my heart, but first, I've got to let you rule in my life. I've got to let you lead. I've got to let you show me where to go. So today I repent of trying to control every outcome, determine every destination. And quite honestly, there's no other way to say it. I repent for trying to do what you have been wanting to do in my life. I give up. I say yes to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 How does it feel to not be in control for the first time ever? Lead me, Lord. I will follow. Lead me, Lord. I will follow. Lead me, Lord. Why don't you stand with me across the room today? If you've been watching online, thank